Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you for joining us here today. The magnitude of the information that we're going to be covering is undoubtedly the most off the chart, out in the open, false flag event that I have personally ever seen. We have caught them red-handed, and we're going to be analyzing and breaking all of this down today. This is all coming up here on the broadcast. I am going to attempt as best I can after the break when we come back to go over all the different facets of this, but we saw a massive cover-up yesterday. Within 5 minutes of us announcing, we had the photos and videos of what looked like Navy SEALs, along with what looked like Saudi Arabians, and what looked like good old boy patsies they were preparing to set up, all with black backpacks. CNN looked completely panicked during the break and said, oh, now there's been an arrest. There's going to be a press conference at 5. But then they figured out, wait, now when we show the photos that Jones has, then everyone's going to say, well, what about all these other people? And I even predicted on air, because I know how they operate, I even predicted on air that they would then cancel the press conference and be put into disarray because they have to now go to another plan. I want to explain something. You've got guys with Navy SEAL hats on that look like Navy SEALs with police before and after the bombing, right up at the finish line, right next to Saudi Arabians with black backpacks, what look like Saudi Arabians, and good old boys with backpacks. And you've got them saying, remain calm. We have witnesses that have proven that. We know there was a drill they were using to cover this up. The Navy SEALs are standing around like they don't know what to do, and they've got their black bags on their phones waiting to be told what to do. They were just there to add confusion. I am not accusing the Navy SEALs of being involved in this. This is how standard operating procedure goes for criminal networks. They call a drill from the top. The agencies show up so that if their own operatives within get caught, they just say, oh, it's part of the larger drill. So all of that and more is coming up today. You had an emergency meeting with the Saudi foreign minister and Obama that was not on the schedule, with all sorts of sedans pulling up and freaking out. You had them talking about deporting a Saudi who was arrested. Oh, he's a suspect. We're going to deport him. Let's not. And now you've got Janet Napolitano. Here's the big news coming out this morning, and the FBI, and saying, okay, here's the photos of, they're not suspects because, you know, they actually catch them. They don't. And they want to just whitewash it and say, oh, they're not suspects with black backpacks right where the backpacks were left minutes before the bombing. No, they're not suspects, she said before Congress. But we do want your help finding them. This is almost a day after we show it. We say, that's the main suspects. And, of course, I got attacked by neocons. I'm not going to give them any attention. But you know who they are, that I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy like a big old red fox with a white tail, buddy. Yeah, that's how crazy I am. I mean, this is 2 plus 2 equals 4, though. I mean, Mama didn't raise a fool. I didn't fall off a turnip truck last day. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Every other old Texas cliche. But this is a no-brainer if you study false flags, staged events. By the way, Adan Salazar has an article going up at Infowars.com showing the analytics from Google on false flag. It is one of the top terms in America right now, people looking up what a false flag is. Harry Reid freaked out and said, how dare you say it's a false flag? They're panicking. They know more and more people are looking at them. And I was just watching the governor and all them soaking up, like acting like rock stars, loving the attention right now at the memorial service. It's truly disgusting.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 18th day, the day before the Real Patriots Day, day before Lexington and Concord, and we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your guest. I am your host, Alex Jones. We do have some guests coming up. Max Kaiser is going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour, and we are going to be breaking down all of the massive news that has been unfolding on the Second Amendment front with the fertilizer factory up by Waco exploding spectacularly and killing between 10 and then 70 people. There's different numbers coming out. Incidentally, there's a big statewide drill going on yesterday and today there with helicopters and ambulances and everything at the nearby hospital. But probably just fertilizer catching on fire and exploding. All of this is obviously important, but the magnitude of what we are about to cover here today is of undoubtedly is the culmination of 18 years of my work so far. This is the culmination. This is everything we've been working towards, everything we've been building towards, to have a platform to be able to expose false flag staged events when they happen. That is everything that I have been working for as hard as I can. And that's why I've been criticized so much, because power structures out there want to be able to provocateur events, wind up patsies, wind up mentally ill people, stage events, allow events to happen. There's different types. And even though this is a historical, well-known fact and is in mainline, you know, history books on intelligence operations, Operation Gladio, Ajax, Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods, the list goes on and on. The NATO option, Hitler and the Reichstag, Operation Himmler, Operation Gleiwitz. Gleiwitz was part of Operation Himmler. I mean, look this up. There's Pulitzer Prize-winning books on Nuremberg about this. Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, you may have heard of it. And I get up here and say, hey, this is what goes on. This is what happens. So I think the best way to go over this today is to start at the beginning of what happened. Anonymous, and that's all they want to be known as. Anonymous has contacted us as well, and it is a real group affiliated with a White Hat Anonymous, and said, have you seen this data dump of photos and videos? This shows what appears to be Navy SEALs, and that was in one of their data dumps I hadn't even gotten to yet, and I saw it was Navy SEALs. And it shows what looks like Saudi nationals, and it shows what looks like the patsies, and sure enough, it's dead-on analysis. It shows the redneck patsies. And that's how intelligence operations work. The feds had Iraqis, they had German intelligence, they had special forces people like McVeigh, and all this was caught on 17 surveillance cameras. And later, FBI agents went public in the LA Times and said, we've seen the confiscated 17 VHS tapes from the surrounding YMCA and others, and the one from the federal building right above the Ryder truck. It was McVeigh with six other men. And then we've identified who those six other men are by name. By name, Justice Department, ATF people, and a famous German intelligence agent of their counterterrorism unit, who was then positively identified by police officers we've interviewed, and Jane Graham, who was also in HUD, and actually saw them planting bombs, because she would use one of the side entrances for exercise to go up the stairs. But we've had her on before. The point is she would use the stairs to go in and out, and the day before saw them planting the gray butter. And they're like, oh, we're doing some phone work. And she was struck by how handsome one particular gentleman was. In the black cowboy hat. And that's why she locked eyes with him for, quite a bit. She was thunderstruck. Women are attracted to powerful, aggressive men. And so she was kind of thunderstruck and really locked on. And they're like, you can go on now, honey. We got something for you tomorrow, though. And again, we know the names. We know who the people are. The FBI came in to Don Browning, the head of the K-9 unit. It was one of the officers that first responded and said, you and your wife are going to get killed if you don't shut your fat mouth, Browning. And of course, Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, he saved a bunch of people. Big black, linebacker guy, carried him out on his back. They killed him. And he called his partner and said, I got feds behind me. I'll see you back at the storage shed. I've got the material. And they told Yakey, I've talked to his family. They said, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And they tortured him really bad, tortured him to death. So, and of course, that's the Justice Department. That's basically the same people that are in charge today. And they're not playing games. So let me explain something. What we're covering here is unprecedented in American history because of the high technology we've got now. They're still following an old game plan. And I want to explain something. They monitor this show. That's on record. 5 minutes after we broke this yesterday at noon central, high noon, I walked out and had three TVs on, two in here and one in the pantry, in the break room. And I watched CNN and MSNBC, the reporters, while their guests were talking, getting messages in their ears. And I saw the adrenaline rush, like when you catch burglars in your house or something. And I knew what was about to come out of their mouth. And I ran back in here and I said, watch this. And I knew what they were going to say next out of their mouth, because live time they were listening to us. Just 5 minutes later, and Blitzer goes, they've now arrested a suspect, and they've got photos. They're going to be releasing photos very soon. And I went on air, and I said, I just saw them freak out. They're going to release photos. And I said, if they're smart, and I guess they were listening to that, they actually won't, because now we're going to be able to point out everybody else in the other photos, the Navy SEALs, the the Saudis that were getting ready to go with the good old boy angle. The liberal media run by the White House, MSNBC, Media Matters, all of them, had already come out and said it will be a white person. It's a lone wolf. Janet Napolitano had said that. Axelrod, the fix was in. And ladies and gentlemen, we blew their op. And I'm sitting there with the bumper music already playing to come in here. Paul Watson's waiting. And I'm looking at that TV. Guys, you can use the internal camera in there if you want to aim at the TV and show people. I'm looking at that TV with it turned up, standing there as the bumper music's playing, and I know what's about to come. I know what Blitzer's being told. This is incredible. This is beyond a movie. And sure enough, he says right out of his mouth, well, they've got some photos of some of the suspects right there near the finish line. They're going to be releasing. They need our help with. And then by the next break, they talked about the arrest. They're like, well, let's hurry up then and just roll out our John Doe number one, the redneck. But see, then they went, no, you can't do that. Everyone's already got the photos. Yeah, that's the computer screen. It's up above it, the TV that we have news on. I want to show people that so they understand. So they understand what's going on. So I'm watching this in live time, and then I go on air and I say, I predict they're going to cancel the press conference, and I predict that they'll wait to release stuff, and then now they'll jump and come out with the Saudis when they do. And sure enough, they've now flipped it, because in Oklahoma City, they were going to either blame Iraqis or Patriots. They always like to have it all there. And state police arrested Iraqis. They were trying to get out of the country with wiring and stuff in their bag at the airport. Iraqis that have been brought in by Clinton. That's mainstream news. You can look it up. 3,000 Iraqi former intelligence people who'd really already been trained by the West in the 80s. So they were just coming home. Just off the chart. You're seeing like a spy movie on air right now. That's what's going on here. This is just completely and totally unprecedented in the history of media. Anonymous sends us this info. And then the disinfo ops come out and say, oh, well, maybe the government wanted this stuff out. This stuff had been out on Twitter and Facebook for days. We went yesterday and took the images that Anonymous sent us and that Watson discovered, and we're now in contact with them. We took the images, ran it through a Google image search to find where they originally came from. It will show you the originator, for those that don't know. That's been out for a couple of years. And we found the Facebooks in places where people had just uploaded this. So they went out, probably intelligence people that don't like what's happening, grabbed all this, sent it to us, and said, here it is, okay, Jones? And then we put it out, and then Drudge picked it up, and it was all over. The beginning of the collapse of the cover-up then began last night when Drudge linked to us. I went and took a few hours of sleep, woke back up at midnight. Drudge had it up. And it is just explosive across the internet. And now you watch the body language of these people on TV and at the memorial service. They are completely and totally freaked out. And they should be, because here's the deal. Emergency meeting with the Saudi foreign minister. They announced they're going to deport. Now they're all freaking out. This Saudi who was there, but saying he's not a suspect. Now they're having to show what looks like the Saudis. You watch. It's going to be Saudis. Now they're freaking out about that and saying, well, they're not suspects, but we want to know because they have to because everybody on the Internet's already seen this. Okay, so you've got all that. And by the way, the shape in the back of that guy's bag is the exact design of the type of pressure cooker and the company it put out. There's also online comparisons to the pressure cooker. There's actually shots that show you can see where the lid of the pressure cooker is sticking out at the back of the bag. It's the exact shape of those pressure cookers. I mean, this is unbelievable. And they were going to blame gun owners yesterday. They were going to have their press conference. They were going to roll out the Patsy. Let's see the Patsy. It was actually two of them. But see the Beavis and Butthead central casting achy breaky heart look-alike mullet guy, who's also got a backpack that matches the one that actually exploded with the strap. And let me explain how. And you've got guys hiding in doorways with black bags at the finish line that look like special ops. You've got the good old boys. There's your Patsy. Undoubtedly, that's the guy. In my analysis, they had at the courthouse that they'd already arrested. They were going to roll out, probably drugged up out of his mind. Probably the guy you see running away by the body features with his clothes half blown off. Poor guy got set up. and they were going to roll him out yesterday, but didn't. Then they had to evacuate the courthouse to get the press out to take this guy out the back door, and he's probably in a cement shoes right now. So this is unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, we have blown a major New World operation sky high. It's unbelievable.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Alex Jones here, back live. You know, I don't want an apology from all the neocon talk show hosts that have attacked us. I just want to save our country. And so that's why it's important I point out we've been right. I confirmed we were attacked yesterday by you-know-who, the other big host that lives in Texas. Even though today he's basically reporting what we said. Michael Savage reported on this and rightfully exposed. It looks like a false flag with his guest and callers yesterday. So good job to Michael Savage. And again, it's not that I mind being attacked personally. That's just because like Michael Savage said when he was on, he's going to come back on soon, that the lead sleigh dog, you know, has the other ones barking at his butt. He said a little bit different than that, but that's what's happening. But I don't care about being lead sleigh dog, and I don't like it, quite frankly. I'd rather have everybody get what's happening. We talk about it. We expose the fact that government is provocateuring and staging events to take our liberties, and that that's a historical fact. And so even when they're real events, don't let them take your rights, because they're only going to use it to enslave you. Because I just want my children to have a future. And I have tried to put out the olive branch towards the neocon conservatives. And most of them have accepted it. But you know what? I am just blown away right now at what I ended up hearing yesterday and what Tim Pruget told me he heard. And then today they say, oh, it is. It's a cover-up for the Saudis. Yeah, with Navy SEALs everywhere and good old boys they were going to set up. I mean, we've now found about 20 people with big black backpacks with earpieces and lanyards around their necks directing the police. I mean, you got guys everywhere with black backpacks. There's the Saudis right there with good old boys with bombs. Those are the patsies, clearly. It's a setup. A bunch of people got killed and maimed. And we've got high-def video and photos of it all at the finish line, crawling with Navy SEALs, wearing Navy SEAL hats. That's how dumb they think you are. And again, they're going to spin it and say, I'm saying the Navy SEALs did it. No, they're standing there on walkie-talkies and phones. We've got videos of them, you name it. The bomb goes off. They're there with the police trying to save people. But they're all there, part of the drill that they were announcing was going on. That's now been confirmed. And then they come out and go, we've caught the guy. And then, no, we haven't. And then the media's not, well, why did you say you caught him then? Or why did you shut down the courthouse where you said you had him? The media's all waiting to see the guy. And everybody get out. There's a bomb threat at the very courthouse because they didn't want the media seeing where that guy went. The central casting redneck. I mean, the guy looks like a cross between an East Texas hillbilly and an Appalachian West Virginia hillbilly. And then he's got somebody else with him that's clearly his handler. And remember, folks, I said before all this happened yesterday, I said, you watch, they're going to come out and say the Saudis are the people with these photos. And then a day later, the photos we break that we show you and the Drudge amplifies. Homeland Security comes out and says, here's the person of interest, and it's the very stills and photos we showed you yesterday, and no media gives us credit instead of making fun of us and attacking us. All the George Soros outfits are attacking us. Media Matters, run by the White House, is attacking us. And Glenn Beck is, mercilessly, while doing limited hangout, damage control, saying it must be the Saudis. So that's the credit you get for breaking the biggest story in any time I could ever imagine. And again, I don't even want to do this dangerous breaking of a story. But it's God is on our side. Dan Bedondi, our East Coast reporter, makes it into the press conferences, brings up false flag. It's been in the top three search terms the last 2 days running. In fact, guys, if you go to Infowars.com, Don Salazar's article's up and shows the Google Analytics. False flag, one of the top terms in the country. Harry Reid saying, you conspiracy theorists worry about false flags in his speech yesterday. We're going to play that. They are absolutely panicking right now. Yeah, that's great, guys, but he has, in his article, he has the Google Analytics that shows the last 3 days as it grew up to this giant spike. Adon Salazar, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. So again, this is part of an awakening of America that's happening. When we come back, I'm going to play the high-def, high-quality audio, now that we have the original tape, not just what was caught live on the news, of our reporter bringing it up. And you watch the body language of the relaxed, calm governor, the police chief, the feds, the ATF. As soon as he says, what about false flags and the drill? Everyone has an adrenaline rush, turns, and see, that's a criminal response. That's what police do when they walk up and all calmly say, hey, you know, kids, anything about beer taken out of golf carts? And then they see the kids jolt. It's that realization. This is basic police work, folks. They all jolt. Whoa, the drill? False flag? No. You know, the governor, no. His eyes all light up. No. Next question. And they all start shaking. We're on national TV. Because I mean, I guarantee the governor wasn't there with the plunger. He didn't know what happened. He just knows there's a drill. Don't worry, Homeland Security's explaining it to him right now. You know. they won't release the people out of the hospital unless they've already been briefed and stuff. They pulled an army runner out of the race. We're going to come back and break down what this means, what it signifies, that their whole operation's been blown right now, and what are they probably going to do next? This could bring them down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, there's no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that this republic and our liberties and our freedoms are in the danger zone. But it's always been my intention, knowing about the globalist program, to build an operation, a resistance, and a core of people that are aware of the globalist program and are aware of its tricks, to challenge them. And then in the time of greatest threat, we'll have a core group, cadres, in every town and city that know what to look for so that we can expose their operations. And now every false flag they have, our operatives, which are just liberty-loving people, are there. We catch the government getting the underwear bomber on the plane. Blow that operation for them. Even came out in Congress a month and a half after we broke it and told you here with the eyewitnesses. It's the same thing with this operation. It's the same thing with so many others. The truth is, in this universe, good actually has the advantage if you'll take the field. Providence smiles on you. But if you don't fight it, if you don't take the steps, then you'll never defeat evil. And people just decided, oh, you're evil. Oh, you're wearing a uniform. Oh, you're the government. Oh, you're Wolf Blitzer. Oh, you're Chris Matthews. I have a clip coming up of MSNBC saying the Second Amendment did the bombing. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. Well, saying if you don't support Obamacare, you're racist doesn't either. They're trying to dumb the whole debate down. To saying, hey, there is no Family Guy episode where they bomb the Boston Marathon, which there is. By the way, I looked this up this morning and it completely blew me away. Adon Salazar's posting it. Did you know that the marathon ended, the tape ended at, what is it, 666 Boyd Street? Yeah, we'll put that up. Boylston Street, 666 Boylston Street. I mean, just the weirdness of all of this. And it's so many times stuff like this happens. You know, that's the psychopaths leaving their little calling card for you right there. And again, not everything is a conspiracy, but big, massive events like this, you better believe they're orchestrated. Now, let's go to the false flag article. Can you guys put the false flag article up that Adon Salazar just posted at InfoWars.com? Let's show TV viewers, if you're a radio listener, just go to InfoWars.com. There is, over the last 9 years of Google Analytics, the top search terms for false flag. Going back to what, 2003 or so. So you can see there on the graph, it is 100 times the number of people roughly are searching it that have ever searched it before. 100 times the people are searching false flag than they did before. And Harry Reid, when he got mad about not being able to ban our guns in the Senate, vowed to reintroduce more bills. And don't worry, they'll get some more drugged up patsies wound up right now to teach you that it's your fault. But he said, how dare the black helicopter crowd say that this, talk about false flags. And other globalists are talking about false flags now. They are panicking because the idea that, hey, who else could be involved? Not just who you tell me could be involved. You've got a history of being involved. And don't stonewall us on this. You stand to gain from this. And, oh, why are there these videos and photos of rednecks with black backpacks looking suspicious, of Saudis with black backpacks looking suspicious, Middle Eastern men, clearly. They look like Saudis to me. The phenotype or whatever you call it. And you've got what are Navy SEALs. It's not just the grape, not just the tan pants, the tan combat boots, the black shirts. I mean, it's the bearing. I've seen Navy SEALs. They look just like Chris Kyle. It's an exact type they go for. You'll watch Zero Dark 30, but that's what the SEALs look like. I mean, they go for a certain type. And they're all there crawling all over it. They are crawling all over it, hiding in doorways with black backpacks, directing the police. We have video of what looks like about a 50-year-old SEAL in the same outfit directing police right after the bombing. We've got what looks like, that guy looks like an old grizzled 50-year-old Green Beret. I just learned the looks of these guys from their eras. That guy looks like Delta Force or something, crouching there with a big black backpack right before the bombs go off. I mean, you've got guys everywhere with black backpacks, spec ops, with just all this stuff going on, and they did not want this out. That's why they pushed up their timeline and announced the arrest, but then figured out that wasn't going to work, because they're not just going to roll out the good old boy. And now I looked at Janet Napolitano. She looked like a deer in the headlights, like she was completely freaked out and on methamphetamine today during the congressional hearing, where she said, we do have two photos of men of interest, the photos we showed you yesterday. I'm going to say that again. You know the New York Times or CNN or Fox News said, hey, look at these photos we found. Don't these look suspicious? You know, they'll show you a guy on the roof all day and say, ooh, who is it? Who could it be? Because there it's all blurred and you can't tell. But for a day, there are these photos and videos and none of them will show it. Until the government says, now it's okay to show this. And they show you some photos that we already showed you. And no one gives us credit. Instead, there are hundreds of hit pieces saying I'm crazy and dangerous yesterday and today. You know why I'm crazy and dangerous? Because I've got my head screwed on, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not stupid. And you're not stupid either. I know it's scary to admit this to yourself. I understand it's easier just to be in denial. But come on, I'm the one that's publicly up here, tip of the spear, doing all this. The least you can do is speak up for us, promote our links, our videos, what we're doing, so that if I get destroyed, it isn't in vain. Because I'm not afraid of being killed. I'm not afraid of being tortured. I'm not afraid of being politically destroyed and called names and ridiculed because I care about the future and my children. That is a male instinct to not care when you know you're right and to feel sorry for the people that attack you. And it does hurt me. It does hurt me when, even though we broke all this, mainline big talk show hosts who claim they're libertarian are attacking me because it hurts me for my children. I need those people to not be bad operatives probably now and to stand up for America and put this news out. Because if this news was put out by Glenn Beck, instead of limited, oh, it's Saudis, Obama's covering up for Saudis, which is going on. That's part of it. If he went, why are there Navy SEALs? Why are there people in doorways? Why do they have black backpacks? Who are these good old boys that whose backpack matches the bomb that went off? If they have the shot of the shattered black backpack with the same black, same silver stripe, all of it, of the guys that were right there where the bombs went off. And it looks like the Patsy, when you see the explosion, he runs with his clothes half blown off like a cartoon character. You know, when Yosemite Sam has the bomb go off, that's what it really looks like when a bomb goes off close to you. You see him running, probably set up. That's probably their suspect. They had him at the courthouse. They were going to roll him out, and they canceled it. And again, this is not my speculation. I told you yesterday that these are the photos of the Saudis. And then now, today, it's in congressional hearings, the photos of the Saudis. Now, are you going to listen to me? Because I am immersed in this. This is all I do. I went to bed yesterday at about 7. Went and saw my children, went to bed, woke up at midnight, went back to work. And while I dreamed, I was working out these problems in my head. I was at work while I was sleeping, totally concentrating. And I'm not even trained to do this. They can train people to do this. My dad took a course on it in college, was actually able to control his dreams and do homework in his dreams and stuff. But the point is, I was working while I was asleep on this. Okay? I've been on video editing projects before that are real long and hard, you know, and you start doing the video editing in your mind when you're asleep. The point is that I eat, drink, and sleep this. That's where that term comes from. I eat, drink, and sleep this. And now I need to be able to settle down. I need to be able to have a break today. I'll probably be able to do that by the nightly news. I need to go sit in a room for about an hour. That's why a psychologist will have you lay on a couch because you can get reflective and think. I need to go lay on a couch in my office for about an hour. And I need to think about what they're going to do next and what they're thinking about and what they're planning. That's what I have to do because right now I'm so focused on this. Also, 2 days ago, a congressional bipartisan commission said there was a systematic order of torture, including children, by Bush and by Obama, and a deliberate attempt to cover it up and continue to order the military to engage in hardcore Class A felonies, punishable by death, by the way. I mean, that is the punishment for torturing people to death, including children. The Army report, again, came out 2006, the Toogoombi report. Our Doan government's report admitted the torture of children unto death in front of their parents. And the government right now is having a come-to-Jesus moment because they all play at being tough. They all play at being evil. You know, they all play it, you know, doing hardcore stuff, but, you know, becoming evil to guard good and that old Machiavellian lie of guard the truth with lies and be more evil than the devil to protect good. You don't protect good. You become the devil. And you lose providence when you do that. You lose God's hedge of protection. It's a curse on our land to have these leaders. And people are looking at their grandkids right now, and they're looking at where all this is going, and they're figuring out they're going to be destroyed in this as well. No one's getting out of this. No one gets away with this stuff. Mao was basically taken out at the end. His wife was locked up in prison. Even the communist Chinese didn't like him killing between 65 and 84 million people. None of you are going to get away with this. I mean, it's a law of human instinct that your own people are going to start turning against you. And again, I use a Star Wars analogy. It's like Darth Vader throwing Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. You are not going to get away with this. You need to understand that. And later, at the start of the next hour, I want to talk to the globalist. I thought about this morning in a moment of clarity. I have a message. I have a message to the globalists that we're going to be going over and getting to. Coming up at the start of the next hour, the Max Kaiser is going to pop in with us on some other issues. But really, there is no other issue but this. And again, they don't want these photos out. People keep believing that we can't win. People keep believing that the enemy is superhuman and impossible to beat. Good people are smarter than evil people. When we stop being naive and foolish and turn our minds towards understanding the enemy. And all you've got to do is put yourself in their shoes and what they've done in a Pavlovian, pathological way in the past. Because criminals are obsessive if they're anything. Psychopaths, sociopaths, masochists, sadists, these people are all pathological. You wonder why the culture's so dark, so evil, even though it doesn't even get ratings now, they still keep pushing the most evil stuff that you can imagine. You wonder why all that is going on. That's because they're showing you what they like. They're trying to make our world like their world. But you have a show like The Bible with 15, 20 million viewers on cable when nothing gets, you know, even 2 million viewers. People are hungry for wholesomeness. They're hungry for good. And we're force-fed. It's like the golden child, another great analogy, where the demon's trying to feed the golden child, you know, the sacrificed kid's blood in the oatmeal. Because he believes if he can corrupt him, that's an archetype, an allegory, then they'll be able to kill him. They can't kill him because he's so pure. It's the same thing. They need to corrupt you because once they've got you corrupted, they can bring you down. Then they have access to trespass against you. All you got to do is pray to God to give you providence and to give you protection. And even if you don't believe in this, all the medical studies show prayer really works for whatever reason. Maybe it's maybe if you're secular, it's giving your brain a command. Your guardian angels around you. Maybe you don't believe in that, even though every culture has, you know, near-death or death experiences and sees the same thing. A biblical type event, even with villages that have never seen TV, don't know the Christian narrative, they have that same event. Even if you don't believe in that, the brainwaves you put off around others, once you believe you have guardian angels, the guardian angels are basically there. And I don't mean to get off into mumbo-jumbo. That's not what it is, ladies and gentlemen. But it's real. I have guardian angels. And the New World Order cannot kill me unless God decides it's time for me to die. You understand that? I cannot be killed until God decides. And my whole life, incredible things have happened. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And you know you've had those things happen in your life as well. And you're supposed to just ignore that. So that's why I don't have any fear. My only fear is that I won't do a good enough job in this fight. And that I won't perform to the level that God has destined me to. That my flesh is weak. My spirit is willing. My flesh is weak. My spirit is willing. My flesh is weak. My spirit is willing. My flesh is weak. And I ask God to strengthen my spirit so that I can overcome my flesh. And we are entering the ultimate time in our history. Let me go to this Dan Bondi press conference from the night of the event. This is from the night of the event of the Boston Marathon. And this is Dan Bondi. You see it from his perspective at the camera with the governor and the police commissioner and the mayor and the ATF head all looking at him like they want to kill him instantly. See, if in criminology, if somebody doesn't recognize what you're saying, I've had cops question me before and FBI and Secret Service, and they're watching to see when they show me something if I automatically recognize it. And they're sitting there watching to see if I have to remember it. That's basic police work. And the minute Bondi asks him, they jolt when he says the drill and the false flag, and their eyes all come alive, and they swing around and start, I mean, guilty as sin, guilty as a pig, and you know what. Now, it doesn't mean they did the bombing. It means they know about the drill. They've been told shut up, and the governor looks like, goes from being the fake smiley guy like he is at the memorial service to instantly in battle mode. His eyebrows go up. His teeth almost show. I mean, oh, yeah. It's like if you walk up to somebody that, you know, been killing kids and putting them in their backyard, you go, hey, I found those dead kids in your backyard. What? And the guy runs out the door, running through the wall. You couldn't get the warrant to go in his backyard where you think the kids are buried, but you just made him run. Now you got him. This is basic police work, ladies and gentlemen. Bondi goes up and says this to him, We're going to come back and play it after the break. The video's up on InfoWars.com, and they totally freak out. They totally get scared, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, there was a drill. We have multiple witnesses and have re-interviewed one of the witnesses, a major track coach of a major university. He said they were on the roof. They had bags. They were all around. They were right there saying, don't worry, at the start and the finish. He's a track coach. They're there. And then we have the video confirming, just like Kurt Haskell said, a sharp-dressed guy told the airport security, you're going to put him on the plane without a passport. I don't care. And was so authoritative, they followed his order, and it turned out it was an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency that got the authorization of the Dutch government in Amsterdam to get drugged-out Mutalib on that aircraft. And then they put out a green-screen video of Mutalib that was totally fake. We proved it. This is how dumb they think you are. They're just men like us that we're fighting. They're men and women like us. We can beat them if we have the will and if we have the courage, and if we set ourselves against them. Look, I'm setting myself against you. I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to fight you as hard as I can, and I call on the creator of the universe to give me discernment. And if it's God's will you be defeated, then so be it. And maybe it's God's will that just his people see the truth, and the rest of the world's in denial and accepts the delusion. But, I mean, they got the Saudi ambassador in emergency meetings. They're canceling things. They're evacuating courthouses. They are freaking out to cover this up. We have caught them red-handed in a false flag that we're going to blame on gun owners.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Everybody knows. It was a false flag. And Janet Napolitano, she knows that you know.
Everybody knows the war is. game's over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
We are back live. Again, look at these headlines. Obama meets with Saudi foreign minister. They claim they discussed Syria, but this was not on the schedule. That's unprecedented. They evacuate the courthouse where they reportedly were going to be having a press conference where they had the suspect. Oh, but never mind. We don't have a suspect. We don't have the person that did it we were ready to announce. Oh, can't roll out the rednecks, can you? You had the Saudis there, you had the rednecks, you had the Navy SEALs there, you had everybody there with the black backpacks. So in case any cops happened to find the bombs, you would just say it was a drill. That's how you always do it. And again, if I was those Navy SEALs, I'm going to tell you right now, they're either with Kraft International, people are saying that because it has the red Kraft symbol on the death's head, or it's Blackwater who uses the same symbol, but it's standard kind of plain dress that the SEALs wear. And it's SEALs, and experts are picking it up saying, you know, yes, those are SEALs. But regardless, they're in charge of the police, by the way. Right after the bomb goes off, they've got Geiger counters and stuff, and they're out there directing everything. So you've got maybe 20 yards from the supposed bombers. You've got Navy SEALs. And the government isn't showing these photos. Why not show these photos, media? You'd think, hey, look at these photos InfoWars.com has. Look at these photos of all these people. You showed me a guy on a roof. What about all these guys in doorways crouched suspiciously with big black bags right where the bomb went off? But it doesn't fit the narrative of the redneck. You were going to blame us for the bombing. I mean, I could see the whole buildup, and the controlled White House-run media, MSNBC and others, were saying, we told you it was going to be a white tea partier. It's a lone wolf. Homeland Security, that's all they'll say. They're getting ready. Ha ha. We got you, gun owners. We got you. We got you. You got us? Because I know you're watching right now all angry. Most of you are foreign intelligence operatives and globalists. You're all stomping around right now at Media Matters and MSNBC, taping what I'm saying, hopping mad. Probably, you know, I imagine some papers have been thrown. And who got blown? Who got defeated? Who got exposed? Who? Tell me again. And I'm not taunting these people. I want them to understand they're going to be defeated. I want you to understand you're in the wrong. I want you to understand what you did to frame us is despicable. And I want you to know, go ahead and try to roll it out now that it's a domestic group. Because they're doing the fallback now that it's foreigners and saying if they do catch these guys, they just want to talk to them, yeah, and get them out of the country real quick. Yeah, you think that's going to fly? I'll tell you this. It's not going to fly blaming us. You understand that? I'm taking your tool. The American people are taking your tool of staging stuff in new Oklahoma cities, and we're taking it away. And you got caught on Fast and Furious, didn't you? And, oh, yeah, you were going to blame the Second Amendment. That even came out. And you got caught on this. And you're going to get caught on everything you do. You're going to get caught everywhere in everything you do. Everybody should search the term false flag. We should make it the number one search term. Let's try to do the Google bomb again. Everybody go into the search term at Google and type in false flag and do it over and over again. All right, I said I'd get to the Badandi clip. It's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to play it when we come back and start the next hour, and I'm going to recap all the news and go through it and get into the fertilizer bombing, which may have been a real event. I just had a Freudian slip. The fertilizer explosion, which may have been an accident. May have really been just a fire that, you know, caused it and did all that, but sure came right on time. Like I said yesterday, watch them stage some more stuff to cover this up. They did Waco to cover up the World Trade Center first attack when the feds made the bomb and trained the drivers and gave them the detonators and everything. That was done just a week after that to cover that news up. So there's no telling how they're going to strike back, and we're going to talk about that coming up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body
Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.